My final Friday goodbye to my working week is around jazz. And at the Spear Amphitheatre tomorrow, starting at 12:30, the doors opening at 11:30, will be the fourth edition of the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival. And I've got one of the jazz players in the studio with me, and I've also got the organizer, Emmerick Peguillon.
How are you?
Bonjour, how are
Bonjour.
You?
I'm very good, thank you.
Okay, and I want this lovely man, Obi Suele, to play for us. So let's get through the facts and the figures, as it were, and get to a bit of music. What's this about?
It's about bringing arts lovers, music lovers together, people who follow jazz, people who follow classical music, celebrating South African great talents. We've got a beautiful lineup of award-winning artists in jazz. Sibusiso Mashilwane, great pianist from Durban with his sextet. Hayanda Sikare from East London with his quartet featuring the great Andile Yenana on piano. And Herbie Tsoili, who's with us in studio, who's going to be here with his quintet and playing music from his latest offering at this point in time. And then on the classical side, the Kirby Ensemble, a great quintet of very young award-winning musicians from the Cape area, the Cape Chamber Collective, and Kanyisile Mtetwa, a double SAMA Award winner 2022, based in Joburg with the JPO, and was going to be playing with Peter Cartwright on piano. So it's going to be absolutely wonderful, bringing different audiences together, people discovering new music in a beautiful setting.
Are people like me who equally like jazz, and I mean, it depends what sort of mood I'm in. There are times when I want the gentle harmony of a Bach piece, and there are times when I want the sort of intellectual soundscaping of a Keith Jarrett or, you know, whatever. And there are obviously people who, there are enough of them to guarantee you that people are going to come and listen to jazz and classical. They're not kind of one genre.
Well, listen, it's the fourth edition. We've had this great experience over the last 3 years where people come and are really curious and happy to discover new talent, discover new sounds. Sometimes artists would navigate between the classical world and the jazz world, and it's been working really well. It's a growing audience. It's not a very big festival, and that's what we like as well, because it's also an opportunity to meet with the artist between sets. It's five concerts of one hour each, and there's time in between also to mingle and to walk around the farm.
And you don't bring the two genres together in the same music piece. You know, I think of people like Claude Bolling and people like that.
Well, we did last year. We had Elinor Spears, who was a classically trained violinist, was coming to play a jazz suite. We had Zandile Mzazi, who was a classically trained opera singer, who was singing some blues and some traditional South African jazz. So, you know, we do mix that, and you'll see that Kanyisile Mtetwa's music, for instance, is very classically based, but she's going to revisit Bekim Seleko's music for tomorrow's gig. So it's going to be
very quickly, Emmerick. Yeah. The sort of details of I said gates open at 11:30, 12:30 start at Spear Amphitheatre. So tickets
on Quicket. Yep. Or at the door, they will be as well. And yes, we're starting, as you said, 12:30 and going
and
all
food
the
and food and wine offerings.
Food and wine offering
are all there all on the farm, as absolutely, they always
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
And then for Bra Herbie, welcome, sir.
Oh, welcome, John.
I wondered what you were going to bring, what instrument you were going to bring in, because I know that you are a multi-instrumentalist. I thought you might bring in a keyboard, and I wondered how you were going to get the grand piano into our lift. But you brought the double bass in with you.
Yes, I brought the double bass with me. That's Mam Sandi, I call her Mam Sandi, Mam Sound. Yeah, that's her name.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you for inviting me here today on my birth month celebration. I'm from Cape Town, and it's the first time to be here talking on the Cape Talk.
Well, it's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much.
And I hope it won't be the last time.
Yeah.
You've got a piece of music prepared for us, I believe, on the double bass. And I love the solo double bass. It's not something you hear a lot of. And it's sad, because I do think the double bass, whether in the classical or in the jazz field, can produce sounds of enormous sonority and interest.
Yes.
So very quickly, tell us what you're going to be playing and then play it for us.
Well, what I'm going to be playing is one of the songs mixed together with, because I remember we're paying tribute to the masters who were there before us, so I guess the sound will be mixed around there. And the music at this point in time, some of the songs, and as we are here, Gregin is a beautiful piece people love the most. Probably I have to
pick up that double bass and start playing. Stop talking and start talking through the double bass, will you please? Just a quick reminder that that is the Classical and Jazz Encounters Festival at Spear tomorrow. Gates opening at 11:30, as Masami is being...